But we begin with an anniversary. The University of New South Wales celebrated its 70th birthday a few days ago. That's where the Dean of Science and President of Science and Technology Australia gave this speech at a gala dinner in the presence of the Governor-General, Chancellor David Gonski, and hundreds of our best and brightest.
Tonight we celebrate a birthday, a very, very special birthday. And many cultures celebrate birthdays, and they also celebrate births. And as a child enters this world, we celebrate with gifts and cuddles and joy, and we are inspired by the light in their eyes. A bright-eyed child born today, this very day, would have a very good chance of living into the beginning of the 22nd century. That child born into an average Australian family, we hope and we expect would be gifted with long life, good health, good education, and of course all the comforts that electricity and technology can bring. They will also be living in the most connected, the most educated, the most scientifically exciting time in known history. Through the development of new knowledge and through its translation, governments, businesses, communities, and universities have together created a better world for many, many people. We have created a better world, but we have created one that is unfortunately utterly unsustainable. And so the globe collectively, we, grow older, warmer, wider, and more apprehensive. A bright-eyed child born today will live through incredible disruption and change at a pace never experienced by any previous generation. And I'm not just talking about automation, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, quantum computing, technological developments. That child will witness 70 centimetres of sea level rise or more, and at least another degree of global warming by 2100. That child will witness tens of thousands of species that were hundreds of millions of years in the making become extinct. That child will witness more islands disappearing, floods, fires, droughts, storms, and heat waves destroying their sustenance, their reefs, their mangroves, their forests, and their farms. And this is not news to us, no one in this room, and it's not news to our children, but we must not leave a legacy of despair or hopelessness, because we have many of the technologies and the innovations necessary to transform our future. And our children know this, and many of those technologies came from this very university and continue to be developed at this university. Our children also understand how it takes only the smallest acts of courage, cooperation and collaboration to bring about change and to communicate it on a global scale. It's therefore our responsibility to transform education, economics, business, and politics. That's town and gown working together. A new approach that takes immediate and full responsibility for our children's future, that accepts that the biophysical world has absolute limits, that technologies are not neutral, that short-termism does kill. We've one last chance to enter a new age for that child born today, for our children, and also for our grandchildren. We are on a crazy carbon countdown. I don't know if you know, but there are 8 years left at current emissions rates before we exceed the 1.5 degree change point. 8 years. We have one last chance to enter a new age of enlightened sustainability, a new age in which birthdays are once again filled with hope. Thank you.
Professor Emma Johnston, President of Science and Technology Australia and Dean of Science at the 70th anniversary dinner of the University of New South Wales. And as we speed into those 8 years she says we have left, there are increasingly surprising indicators of change. Here's an example from next week's Science Show. Yes, England is now making wine, but since when have we heard of grapes there getting scorched?
The climate is something that many people think is going to help English and Welsh wine. We're going to get warmer, and that's great. However, it's not about just global warming, it's climate change, and it's the change which is causing us pros and cons. So we get the pros of perhaps a warm summer and a warmer, longer summer. We get the cons, which are rain at the wrong time, hail at the wrong time, snow at the wrong time, ludicrous frosts, which destroyed a lot of the crop, the buds in 2017. And this year I've had scorch, which is something that is researched a lot in Australia, where it hits 46 Celsius. Yeah, we're now getting scorch problems in England because of those overly hot days. The grapes aren't ready for it. And so there you go. It's not just Australia which has a bit of burnt grapes. We now have it as well.
That's Dr. Paul Olding, winemaker. And his day job, by the way, is directing TV films with Brian Cox and Alice Roberts. He's on The Science Show next week on RN.